This is the reason that we're walking in victory today, is because we were taught to not just read the Word, but to do the Word.
Have you ever had a situation in your life where you felt powerless? Then today's Believer's Voice of Victory is for you. Join Gloria Copeland and her special guest Billy Brim as they show you how to tap into the ultimate power source, the Holy Spirit.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We have a voice of victory here with us this week. Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Are in the Word. Hallelujah.
I don't care what happens out there. We walk in victory.
That's right.
He causes us to triumph.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Overcomes the world?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So we're glad you're here today. Billy's got
Bless the Lord. We're talking about the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And you know, He's the power of God.
That's right.
And the power of God is willing to live in you.
That's right.
And come on you and cause you to do exploits.
And Billy and I are witnesses to this fact. He makes all the difference in the world because we remember before we were born again, but we hadn't received the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Nothing was happening.
Nothing happened.
Nothing good was happening. We were just getting by. But after we receive the Holy Spirit, things begin to happen. Hallelujah.
You know, we have a little
before
we go on these programs and after, we have a before glow and an after glow, G-L-O-W. And Glow was over there, Gloria, she was over there before the meeting, and she got this most saddest little look on her face. She said, I remember what it was like before.
Oh, man. It was like having a blanket over your head or something, you know?
Praise God. And then we came into contact with the Holy Spirit who wrote the Word. Yeah. He wrote this Word. And He is your teacher. And He will teach it to you.
Oh,
I can tell you right now that I read the Word a lot and appreciated the Word. Thank God for my upbringing that caused me to do that. But I was the most defeated little thing, most worried little thing, most non-faith little thing you ever saw. But I was religious. I mean, I was really religious. But when the Holy Ghost came on me and I could start seeing what that verse meant and I could take it and put it in my heart and in my mouth and call it faith, and then things began to happen all around me.
Praise God.
To do.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost is the power to do.
Yeah.
Jesus began to do and to teach.
Yeah.
Under the help of the Spirit, it tells us in Acts chapter 1.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Now, when we came into the deeper waters of the Holy Spirit was April, for me, it was April 1967.
Yeah.
Now, that's 43 years ago. It may have been earlier for you. I don't know.
No, that's...
That was the week
that
Brother Hagin had his conference at 1029 North Utica. I had told someone that speaking in tongues was of the devil, and the next week I was speaking in them. Because that someone...
We were in the same meeting.
Yes, that someone took me there where I heard Brother Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin Sr., now living in heaven, and I heard Papa and Mama Goodwin. And you're going to get to see even them on some video we're going to show you later on. But we met people. They were all around us, sprinkled all around us.
And not many of them.
Yes.
There was just... What?
There are about 150 in the room, but I'm talking about some of those old saints of God that knew. The ones that came because they had something. There was Sister Clara Grace. There was Sister Wilkerson, Jeannie Wilkerson. There were the Halversons. They were in those meetings. I didn't know them, but they were there. And later on got to know them. And we met people who we've been talking about. We were talking about how Esther donned the Holy Spirit. And you can go on the archives of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, KCM, and you can see our Monday and Tuesday when we went into that and what the scriptures really say. It says she put on the Holy Spirit. And then we read from Romans how we are told, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Lord Jesus and His anointing. And don't make any provision for the flesh. Put on these things of the Spirit. Put on Jesus. Put on the and then put on the Christ, which is the Holy Spirit, the anointed one and His anointing, as Kenneth Copeland was instructed to translate by the Lord. And so we saw people who wore Him. We saw people who had the Holy Ghost on as if you wore clothes. And I thought of this when I was preparing for this lesson. They wore Him, and He wore them. And that is very scriptural. If you'll turn to 2 Corinthians, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
You know, Billy, when you think about it, what a privilege of all the people in the world that could have been in that meeting, and there weren't very many of them.
150 out of the whole world.
And we got to go. Glory to God.
What were the odds on us getting there?
Ooh. And ignorant, oh my, we were so
ignorant.
I'm sure you weren't as ignorant as me.
I was ignorant, I'm telling you. Maybe not as ignorant as you, but you were only one of the ones that was lesser.
Oh, I don't think either one of us would have won a prize.
No.
Oh, but it changed our lives. The Word of God and the Spirit of God. Look at that Bible right there. I know it. Let me tell you something. What?
We were writing in our Bibles for the first time.
Yeah, that's right.
We were scared to write in them. We always thought that's a really holy thing, you know, and you keep it around your house and on the coffee table, especially.
It is holy, but you
now, I did read the Bible. I was brought up in a denomination that had daily Bible readings,
and I read
them.
See, she was ahead of me.
I was way ahead of you, but didn't always understand.
She'll tell you she was way ahead of me.
Well, Gloria, I've heard your testimony.
It is true. I didn't know anything.
And much. But anyway, we were writing in our Bibles for the first time because Kenneth Hagin told us, underline that in your Bible. I have my Bible from then. It is so neatly, barely underlined. Barely.
Because carefully.
He told us it was all right. He said, now, if you don't have a Bible you can write in, throw it away.
Yes, he did.
Throw it away, and we got some out there you can write in. I thought, throw it away. You know, bless the Lord. This thing is holy. I heard about a man, Wayne T. Fitiller. He got turned on to God, and he had a little New Testament. He was an iron worker, and he would take a page out of it and fold it up and put it in his lunchbox. Yep. That's Rachel's son, but he wanted to get it in him, and that was the point. Yeah. Get the Word in you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So we met people who wore the Holy Ghost. We met all those ones, and then later on, I met John G. Lake's daughter and son-in-law. Brother Hagin, you know, he would always tell us about these great saints of God.
Oh, my.
And we would read their books. He would talk to us about the miracles in John G. Lake's ministry. He would talk to us about Wigglesworth. And then we would read the books. And then from their books, it would get over in us, even though we never met them.
What we used to call back in the Dark Ages, the mimeograph pages
of the sermons. Yeah, mimeograph. That's right.
Yeah, that's
and,
what I got.
They brought the mimeograph sermons, and you put those mimeograph sermons into this book.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a really good cover, John G. Lake, and that's him in Africa. And he had miracles. I'm going to read you.
We never knew him in the flesh.
We didn't know him in the flesh, but we knew his daughter.
Yeah.
And we knew his son-in-law.
And we know
his
writings.
They brought a lot of her father's writings, and this is me talking at one of Brother Kenneth Hagin's meetings, I think in 1983 or 4. And there was a piece there that was written for a magazine called The Latter Rain. And in it, John G. Lake wrote, "Since I've been in South Africa, when my feet touched the soil, I passed through an anointing I never knew heretofore. I am walking in it constantly." Oh my goodness, those miracles in Africa. And he said, "But I'm sure that I'm just walking this out, and this is really the results of a certain Bible school in the United States," he named it, "which prayed 120 days straight before I set sail." So we're in that kind of prayer now. People are praying. I've never, ever in my life seen people praying like they are praying right now.
And I learned so much from you.
You read that book through, every bit of it. I read it from time to time. We're going to read some here on this program. But Brother Hagin said that night, he got up, and he said this. I'll probably read that later, though. He said this about John G. Lake. He said, I thought about what Billy said about John G. Lake's daughter bringing this article, that when he stepped off of the boat in Africa, an anointing came on him, and that he walked in it every minute. Praise and God. He was sure that that anointing came because of not what he had done, but what a Bible school had prayed for 120 days before he went. Well, in 5 years' time, he had a revival like nobody has had since the days of Apostle Paul. Andrew Murray, you know him, great writer, a Dutch Reformed. Andrew Murray said, quote, John Graham Lake is the nearest, the greatest minister since the days of the Apostle Paul upon the earth. He's the nearest, his ministry is the nearest like Jesus Christ of any man I have ever seen. In 5 years' time, he raised up hundreds of churches. People raised from the dead, mighty things of healing. In fact, the South African army believed so much in divine healing because of his teaching that they would trust God. They got some of his teachers. They put him in the regular army corps. They had doctors for those who didn't believe in divine healing and teachers for those who did believe in divine healing in the army. And then they taught according to John G. Lake. He had remarkable. His secretary, this was in Spokane, I think. His secretary, who had a total hysterectomy, and then she got married and wanted a baby. And so he prayed, and she got a hole inside female organs, and she had a baby.
He had a remarkable result in me, just reading those old, what we would say, mimeograph.
They were mimeograph.
Lessons.
11 by 14.
Yeah, of his sermons.
That his son-in-law brought you.
Yeah,
So Gloria said, I'm putting these in a book.
That's right.
And, we'll read you some of them. It's just like the book of Acts because it's the same Holy Ghost. Now, he wore the Holy Ghost. Now, his daughter, Gertrude, she was a dear friend.
You
just loved her.
You had a direct connection to him through
her. Oh, I did. And she told me miracles that weren't in the book. Well, of course, now, the bubonic plague miracle, most people know that. He was in South Africa. The bubonic plague hit all over the world. And, you know, it wiped out a great portion of the population anywhere British ships sailed. That's how it was being traveled around, and British, the empire was all over the world. People didn't know what was causing it. They just knew the results of it. But he was in South Africa, and the people were dying, and they were afraid to bury the dead because it was so catching. So he and his associate minister, that was one of their jobs every single day. They buried the dead. They went out and dug the graves and buried the dead every
day.
And the British hospital ships finally came and they said to him, you need to take our preventative, whatever they had concocted. And he said, I don't need it. And they said, why? And he said, well, these people are dying of a bloody froth at the mouth. He had studied to be in medicine. And he said, so he was very astute about things that happen in you. And he said, these people are dying of a bloody froth at the mouth. Take it and put it under the microscope. Examine it. They did, working alive, you know, with all this, I say germ. I don't know any better term, bacteria, whatever. And then he said, now put it in my hand. And they did, and they examined it. And it all ceased, stopped immediately. They jumped back. What is that? He said, that, sirs, is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has set me free from the law of sin and death. Well, now how could he walk in that? Well, his daughter told me that every morning he got up and he dressed himself up real nicely because he knew that he was a temple of the Holy Ghost. And he figured the temple of the Holy Ghost ought to look good. So he dressed himself up every morning, and based on this scripture, this is 2 Corinthians 6:16. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? You see, folks, you and I are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're told that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're told it in 1 Corinthians 3:16, and we're told it in 2 Corinthians 6:16.
Yes, amen.
What agreement hath the temple of God, you and me? Paul had said to them, what? Don't you know you're the temple of the Holy Ghost? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols?
That's right.
For you are the temple of the living God. I'm going to say that again. You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Mm-hmm. So you, in being a temple, you have to separate. You're not going to be, we're talking about power of God time.
That's right.
We're talking about dunamis time. And you are not going to be able to handle the dunamis of God and the power of God if you are going to divide your time between idols.
That's right. Listen to this now, the next verse, not the next verse, but the one after that says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. This is chapter 7. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and superficial, what is that?
And
superficiality,
spirit.
Superficial, I don't have my specs on, holiness. So what does it say,
perfecting
Bill?
Holiness perfecting, in the fear of God.
Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Now that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
For some time, I've been having this come to me, and it's no secret. I mean, it's not a revelation. It's just a fact that people miss it. Born again people miss it because they don't continue on. You know, if all of the people in the world that were born again had gone on with the Word, gone on and grown in the Word and received the Word and received the Word of faith as we had opportunity to do, this would be a different place.
Oh,
this world
be.
Would be a different place. And where people miss it, even people that we minister to and have contact with, where people miss it is not pursuing the things of God. Just getting born again, maybe still going to church on Sunday, but not spending time in the Word, not spending time in prayer, not acting on the Word as God speaking to you.
This word right here.
That is what makes the difference.
This
and
is
that's
not
where,
from an Old
where
Testament.
People miss it. This is the reason that we're walking in victory today is because we were taught to not just read the Word, but to do the Word. And if you just know it, but you don't do it, you're not doing what it takes to walk in victory. This is the victory, the Scripture says, that overcomes the world, even our faith. Well, where does faith come? From hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So go on with God. Don't just get born again. Maybe just go to church every Sunday and live like normal, natural people. We're not normal. We're not natural if we're born
again. Supernatural.
We're supernatural. And I'm encouraging you to go on with God. I'm encouraging myself. Keep going. Go on.
Go on.
Grow.
Don't quit growing.
Don't quit acting. Don't quit pursuing the things of God.
He pursued it. John G. Lake pursued it.
Oh, yeah.
And his daughter Gertrude told me he got up every morning on this verse, and he put on his clothes, and he stood in front of a full-length mirror, and he said this verse. And he'd say, see that suit of clothes?
Yeah.
He said, see that man in that suit of clothes? He's talking to himself, and probably God and the devil.
And the angels.
And everybody. See that man in that suit of clothes? Everywhere that suit of clothes goes, God goes. Yeah. Because God lives in that man in that suit of clothes. And everywhere that suit of clothes walks, God walks. He put on.
What would he be saying from the Scripture? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
He put him on.
Yeah. Amen.
He put on his suit of clothes. But he, at the same moment in the morning, he put on the Lord Jesus Christ and his anointing.
Amen.
He put on the anointed one and his anointing, and he walked out knowing that everywhere that suit of clothes went, God went. And those germs had to die in his hand because God was in his hand.
Oh, my. Revelation of who he was in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Revelation of the power of God. Revelation of greater is he that's in me than he that's in
you
the
see,
world.
He's just like Esther. Esther put on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
John G. Lake put on the Holy Spirit. In the morning, when we go out, we can put on a sour face and depression. We can. It's in our ability to do so. We're nuts if we do. We're crazy. But you can. You can look and say, oh, woe is me. I'm telling you, an error. You know, everybody knows how to do that. But you can get the scripture out. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am the temple of the living God. God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God and they will be my people. And that's why Billy Brim can walk with God living inside her. And I'm walking all the way out of here. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, amen.
I believe Jesus is coming in my lifetime. I'm walking long, like you say, and I'm walking strong until he comes.
That's right.
I'm a healthy person. I've said it all my life, and I am a healthy person.
Amen.
I lost some weight, so the doctors in checking you and all that weight loss of it, because I tried to and I meant to. But they want to check your blood and everything, you know, as you go along. And they said, we're amazed at these numbers. They are so good.
Hallelujah.
And I am not bragging on me. I am bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is a person. And the person that he is must have, he's a spirit, but he's a person. He's an entity. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. He is an entity just like Jesus is an entity. He has a personality. He has a will, and for him to get his will into the earth, he has to have a body.
That's right.
Cooperate with him.
That's
now
right.
The devil's the same way. The devil has to have a body cooperate with him.
That's
so he
called
wants
demon possession.
That's called demon possession. He wants to use you. He likes to use your mind.
Yeah.
He likes to look through your eyes. But the Holy Ghost wants to. But he's not going to live in there with devils.
That's right.
He's not going to let you. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that consecration.
Yeah.
Dedication, mm-hmm. What it takes to get the dunamis power operating in you. I'm after that.
Amen.
The Lord spoke to me after Oral Roberts went home. Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They lap it as if it were a burning bush. He gave me Bible examples. He showed me the woman with the issue of blood. They all lapped the power, but she tapped the power. I want to tap that power.
Amen.
Well, there's ways you can tap that power. John G. Lake knew how to tap the power.
He did.
And he tapped the power by doing this word, putting on the powerhouse, who is the Holy Ghost, and then walking in the word the Holy Ghost wrote, and the dark world, you put on the Lord Jesus Christ as an armor of light. And darkness cannot overcome the light.
That's right. It's impossible for darkness to overcome light. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. The 2010 Word Explosion Conference in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October. Join Kenneth Copeland, Chaplain A.L. Downing, and Bill Winston at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 11th through 13th, 2010. Meetings will be held at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You are invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March, 2011, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention the 4th through 9th of July, 2011, at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join with fellow believers and immerse yourself in the truth of God's Word. For more information, go to kcm.org. Health, peace, and prosperity are promised to every believer. Yet finding your path to your purpose can be a mysterious journey of trial and error. By following the leading of the Holy Spirit and praying through life's challenges, you can get the right answers every time. But how do you hear from the Holy Spirit to follow Him? What is the process of praying through a challenge? And what does speaking in tongues have to do with all this anyway? The Gifts of the Spirit package provides answers with these dynamic resources. Gifts of the Spirit, a classic series of six CDs by Kenneth Copeland that unlocks the mysteries surrounding these gifts. The books, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, the Legacy Edition, and Tongues Beyond the Upper Room, both written by Kenneth Hagin, combined with a tribute to spiritual excellence. The Life and Ministry of Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin, the story of the revolutionary ministry that operated in the gift of tongues. The Gifts of the Spirit package equips you to tap into the power to make your vision a reality. Order the Gifts of the Spirit package today at a special 40% savings, just $42 for all four products. The CD teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, the story of J.R. Goodwin, and two books by Kenneth E. Hagin. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Gifts of the Spirit package online at kcm.org or by calling 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit us at kcm.org.
This Gifts of the Spirit package is really special. This one is Tongues, Beyond the Upper Room. Gloria, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in 1967 and went over to Tulsa and heard Brother Hagin and Mama Papa Goodwin, all of that is transcribed and in here.
Praise God.
I read this, this is a new book. They didn't put it out while I was at Hagin's, but they put all that in there. And I'm telling you, it went right through the Word of God, everything that it says, and it convinced this little denominational girl. And then he goes way beyond that. This is subtitled, Everything You Want to Know About Speaking in Tongues, and tongues are so important now. I did put together this book from his teachings. Jesus appeared to Brother Kenneth N. Hagin, and he said, the most important thing you can teach my people in the last days is how they can be led by the Spirit of God. You don't need some prophet to come and prophesy to you. You don't need to have somebody pray. You'll know the will of God. Here we'll tell you exactly how to hear from God yourself. And when you get through with this, you will know. This then, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, of course, Copeland came in and heard all that teaching from Brother Roberts and Brother Hagin. And then he put out this Gifts of the Spirit, where he goes into detail on the different gifts, words of knowledge and wisdom, discerning of spirits, speaking in tongues, interpretation, prophecy, faith, all of them right in here, six CDs. And then this is Mama and Papa Goodwin and their miracle Holy Ghost ministry. Howard Carter said, who was considered the expert in those early days, that their church was the best in the world where the operation of the gifts of the Spirit happened. And this gives you supernatural story after supernatural story. And it will help you pastors know how to do it decently and in order. Yeah. And so that you don't, like, quench the Spirit, but you, it's compiled and edited by Joe Jordan and Ron Smith. And they were in those meetings. Oh, this is an amazing thing. Pastors, you got to let the Holy Ghost operate in your churches, and this will show you how.
This is the time to move, church. Don't sit around and wait any longer. We want you, and you want to have victory in every area. Get this package. Read the Faith to Faith every day. Study your Bible every day. Do something toward God every day. To live in victory, you need to read the Word all the time. Hallelujah. Billy and I'll see you tomorrow. And remember this,
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit us at kcm.org. There you can purchase this broadcast and other KCM products. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.